Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Without the booze,
as far as you know.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did the local news person have to a report on plaster vaginas being spread out all over a highway somewhere?
And do it with a straight face? I don't think so. I think what? That story, they say in there that like there was no traffic issues or anything, but somebody got a photo of it, and then it kind of went.
Are they rubber vaginas or plaster vaginas?
No, plaster.
Plaster.
Are these the ones that are like personalized?
No.
Where you got to pose for them?
This happened in Russia last month. Bizarre video footage shot by a passerby on September 22nd shows a trail of broken vaginas leading up to the back of a truck.
That's the name of the Annihilator's biography, by the way. Trail of Broken Vaginas.
Hundreds of white plaster casts of vaginas believed to have been en route to an art gallery.
I got it.
This was supposed to be part of some art display. The back of the
vaginas
truck.
Vaginas everywhere, man.
The back of the truck came open, and they started tumbling out onto the street. There's no.
Can you tell what they look like? You tell what they are? Okay.
Yeah, there's video and photos in that link I sent you guys.
The Boulevard of Broken Vaginas.
Yeah. Is that a Tori Amos song?
Tori Amos. Says, good pull.
There was apparently no significant material damage as no one called the traffic police at the time. So there was no incident of anything.
Right.
It just somebody got video and photos of this and it kind of took off online.
I thought it was, because we were talking months ago about the plaster cast. You can make it your wiener.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And make a dildo out of it. They do the same thing with, I don't know if regular women could do it. I imagine they can. But
so when your wife's out of town, she'll leave the vagina home for you?
But the
That kind of thing?
Porn people. Porn chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Get a plaster cast of their vagina and they rape the clip.
Yeah, Stephanie loved that. She's ever done that, right? She would mold that bear up for us. You know?
It's got to be harder because, how would you mold the inside?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they do that.
Depth finder.
Yeah.
You hover over a fish finder?
Well, they want to do it the exact depth.
You know?
And you want to have what the inside is exactly like. Yeah, they're not going to report on that in Russia, obviously. But that'd have been funny if it happened in the United States. Mm-hmm. Here's some, two local news TV people.
Yeah, it's like Toledo in the morning.
I mean, you look at the photo.
Wake up, Toledo.
It looks like this truck has at least two stacked levels of just a sheet of these plaster casts of vaginas. And it's just like the crotch
is
area.
Is there a wolf on it?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some of them. They're all different.
And it was going to an art gallery?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all different, right. The ones I've seen are slightly different, some are better than others, right?
But yeah,
they were going to do with them.
But you're always grateful, though.
Some sort of arty thing.
I'd be interested to see what
display.
That.
Well, make your way over to Irkutsk,
did they shatter?
Russia.
Shadoube. Did they shatter when it rolled out?
Some of them broke.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them broke. You could see in one of the photos some of the ones that had spilled out onto the street. Some of them broke, yeah. So they'll probably have to replace those. I don't know if they're individually numbered and identified or...
Yeah, do you know whose it was? Like, hey, sorry, your pie mold busted.
Right.
I have to get you back to the studio.
Yeah, does that guy just do that because that way he can be a creep?
You have to
think about that. He could be, I mean, you know,
and pass it off as art.
Yeah,
yeah, like yeah. You know, he gets like 200 girls to volunteer, and he gets to plaster their vaginas. Probably gives them $10.
It doesn't
like that.
Say whether or not you know anybody modeled for this, but apparently there is a piece of art somewhere. I forget where this is, but it's the Wall of Vagina, the Great Wall of Vagina sculpture.
Yeah.
Don't know what museum that's on display now, but it's...
As we all start Googling Great Wall of Vagina. Vagina.
Two, three, four.
You can see it from space, the Great Wall of Vagina.
It's
that big,
yeah,
right?
It looks like about 40 different plastered vaginas.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
In a frame.
That's what Puss says when he sees a vagina all the time.
Well, it's like a whole wall full of them.
You could have one of your vagina, Puss, and your wiener.
They have a labia library.
Yeah, right. 400.
This is just a small portion that I'm looking at.
Yeah, this says 400. One man, 5 years, 10 panels. So that's, I think it's like 40 per panel, and he's made 10 of these panels. I don't know where this is at.
This website, thegreatwallofvulva.com, shows take part, and it shows them making one of these.
Do you have to be there while they put plaster of Paris? Like, just like when we were kids, you make those, things with plaster of Paris. Is that how they still do it? Yeah, you put the mesh in the
paste. I don't know if they use a computer or
put it on there.
Actually have to apply it to you.
To get the folds right,
There was a link on this website, and it said, shop! Like, what are they selling at the Great Wall of Vulva? And
smiley
pies.
That'd
be a great store, wouldn't it?
Man, yeah. there's a take-home casting kit. There's a jigsaw puzzle. There's postcards.
I like to take home. That'd be something to do with, you and your wife when you're bored,
I bars of soap just that look like one. Not the whole wall of vaginas, just one. And it's a bar of soap.
All right.
That's just weird. Mm. This is very odd.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
He's got a ton of stuff going on. He's launching a show called Ghost and Grit. Also, the Osborne podcast is back with Ozzy, Sharon, and Kelly. And he's also on Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. This is Jack Osborne. Hi, Jack.
Where do you want to start, Jack?
How's it going?
Got a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. First of all, we talked to Kelly Rizzo last week. She's on the show with you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kelly did Special Forces with me, and she's actually the first guest I have on my podcast on Friday. So.
Oh, excellent.
She was very timely.
She was very cool, man. So, and that Special Forces show, were you afraid? Because there's some dangerous stuff, it looks like.
I wasn't, as far as the stunts go, I wasn't scared at all. And it was partly because, coincidentally, the people that were doing all the safety rigging I'd worked with for years, many, many years ago. So, when I got there, I had no idea they'd be there. And I woke up, I'm like, oh, hey. And, so I knew we were in good hands.
So,
and
the guys you...
kill anyone.
The guys you work with, the guys you worked on producing other stuff? How do you know these guys?
No, they were – so I used to have, an extreme sport travel show in England for years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We used to film in New Zealand all the time, and we would use – when we were doing climbing challenges or different types of, very dangerous, kind of physical events, we would – use these safety guys. And so all those safety guys were doing the Special Forces show. So it, I knew I was in good hands.
When we talked to Kelly Rizzo, she said she did a lot of rucking. You know, put a backpack full of 50 pounds and walk up the Hollywood Hills. What did you do to train for this? Or were you born ready?
I was given 10 days. So I figured in that time I wasn't going to be able to really get my cardio into any, you know, fantastic place. So my thing was like, I just want to, I basically just did a ton of squats and push-ups because I was like, well, at least I won't be sore because I know they're going to be doing a ton of, you know, leg, you know, my legs are going to get beat up. So that was my goal in 10 days.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody got much notice, you know, a couple of weeks.
No, I guess if the show gets greenlit, they got to go shoot it, I guess, right? Okay. Yeah, because Kelly said she didn't have much time either, for that matter. So we don't know, so we're not going to know if you make it the whole way through until the end of the show, correct? Because you can't tell us, correct?
Yes, yeah. Right. I've been sworn to secrecy, and I think my overlords at Fox would be very upset with me if I spill the beans.
Jack Osborne with us. What's the show, Ghost and Grit? It's a podcast
I'm launching on Friday. It's my own podcast where I interview guests and we kind of dive into, you know, what part of their character, you know, is the grit side of things and where does that come from? And we also kind of touch on the paranormal and ghosts, and everyone shares their own experience.
You know, the show you did with your dad, where you traveled around and looked at things, was very engaging. I think we talked the road trip show. Yeah, we talked to you before about this, but I wanted to make sure I brought it up again how much I enjoyed that, because it was just you know, we all. I mean, I was close to my dad, and just seeing the father son part of that was really. And your dad's obviously a funny guy. You're a funny guy, so I just loved that show. I wanted to throw it out there. So the Osborne podcast, the Osborne podcast with your family, that discuss family stuff or just everything. What's this about?
Basically, we kind of pick a subject and we just talk about it. I mean, the episode that just came out today is we're talking about all our animals. Everything kind of, you know, devolves into chaos no matter what. But
we're familiar.
Yeah, we know that one.
You start with a topic and then it kind of drifts. Yeah, we do that show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, we like to, I try and keep it contained, but, you know, sometimes I just give up and just let it go where it's going to go. It's a ton of fun. It's, you know, it was funny. We did a podcast yesterday and, like, you know, an argument erupted, and it was like the first time we've had an argument while doing it. So I was like, okay, I don't know if we're going to keep this in, but I kind of laughed about it at the end.
Who is most likely to derail the conversation? Your mom, your dad, or your sister?
Are you? My dad. My dad's the king. No, my dad's the king of ADD. We could literally be talking about, you know, a very specific subject, and then he'll just be like, he'll interrupt everyone and, like, direct a question to someone who's not speaking, and just, and that's it. It just gets derailed.
How is your dad doing? I don't want you to speak out of school. It's your own business. It's not ours, but we all care about what your dad and how he's feeling healthy-wise. How's he doing? Everything good?
He's doing really good right now. He had his final surgery. He's, like, diving full bore into physiotherapy. So, you know, fingers crossed, maybe in the next 6 months to a year, you know, I think he'll maybe do a gig here and there. I don't think touring is going to be in the cards, but he's definitely going to do festivals and things like that.
Probably no Special Forces World's Toughest Test for him, though, huh?
No, he could do the sphere.
No.
We couldn't do that either for that.
Not on 10 days' notice.
Jack Osborne with us. Okay, Jack Osborne's Night of Terror, that's on the Travel Channel. Is that another spook show?
Yep. So, you know, I fell into the paranormal space a few years ago, and yeah. It's just kind of a vibe, and this one I have celebrity guests joining me every episode, and we go do a ghost hunt somewhere.
Have you been legitimately scared on any of these? Because I know you're into it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some really remarkable things happen.
Yeah.
I lean towards being a skeptic. If someone tells me, oh, the house is haunted, I'm always like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, well, lo and behold, some of the things that I have seen, I can't explain away. You know, we often do as well when I'm ghost hunting and something happens, you know, the curtain moves or a door opens. I'm the first one to be like, okay, did an AC unit turn on? Did someone open a door or a window? Like we try and, you know, myth bust it.
And you can't explain it. All right. So legitimately scared then. Okay, great.
Did I read correctly? Yesterday was your mom's birthday?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Did you celebrate? Was there cake?
We celebrated on Sunday. Okay. And then... we all, because, you know, with the kids and stuff, it's kind of hard to stay out late. So we did like a brunch on Sunday, and then my mom went out to dinner with my dad yesterday.
Jack Osborne with us. Jack, thanks for everything. Good luck on Special Forces. I know it's done, but we're going to watch
it. Give the family our best.
Yeah, and take care, and good. Congratulations on all your success, man. Right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Right. Jack Osborne,
right.
Sharon turned 71 yesterday.
I wanted to ask him because years ago, I think I might ask him.
I want to ask him if they puke after the brunch.
No, they probably can handle their liquor. Well, actually, no, I think
Ozzy might be sober.
Ozzy, I think Jack might be too.
Yeah.
I think Jack is sober.
You may be
I don't
right.
know about Kelly or Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon. Well, since no booze, making an ice cream cake then.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, you got to go crazy somewhere.
I do like ice cream cake, though. I'm with you
Man,
on that.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
But you got to have the little chocolate
Happy
crumblies
birthday.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Those are the best parts.
That is the best part.
It's the best part.
Yep.
That little layer in the middle of the chocolate crumblies.
Oh, yeah. If it doesn't have that, don't bother.
Yeah, no. No, why did you even get an ice cream cake?
It doesn't have to be a birthday to get one of
my
those.
My wife is getting my wife has been buying these. I try to stay away from sweets because for the obvious reason, because sweets suck for you, but they're also great. These little ice cream popsicles are like, 80 calories?
Yeah.
Sasso, what they call?
Yasso. My wife buys them, too.
I eat one every night now because I know it's just nothing. It's like 80 calories, whatever.
I have deliberately never tried one because I don't want to open up that door.
I suggest Sasso, you don't try one.
No, Yasso.
Oh, Yasso.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing Sasso, like Lou Sasso.
No, and by the way, for ice cream, I know it's not the best thing you could eat.
I think it's like frozen yogurt, technically.
Basically,
still.
All push,
Yeah, I it's a Pandora's box. I don't want to try one because I know I'll like them.
Yesterday, my wife bought
the caramel salt the caramel puss. Try today, man.
Yeah, I know.
A bag of cookies that her friend had made.
Top five.
And then I realized that it was peanut butter cookies was the one that was missing from my top five list, and I've forgotten the other four. But peanut butter cookies are definitely on there.
You're such a tease.
I don't remember the other four.
They're so good.
All right. Don't get high and eat those cookies.
They're simple.
You did when talking.
That's
about
what makes them so great. Is they're so simple.
Why don't more cookies have the fork marks on top?
I don't know. But that's also appealing.
Why don't they?
Snickerdoodles is in your five, right?
We don't know yet.
It's a mystery.
It's been 10 years away from the top five.
I don't remember.
TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.